Welcome to Season 2 of Convos with QVIC, a podcast where queer community leaders at the University of Victoria talk about their queer identities, coming out, resources for queer residents and students, and all things LGBTQ+ related. I'm Senior Community Leader Joe, and I'll be your host, along with a wide variety of special guest CLs. Before we get started, we just wanted to acknowledge and respect the Lekwungen peoples on whose traditional territory the University of Victoria stands on, and the Songhees, Esquimalt, and Wasanich people whose historical relationship with this land continues to this day, and also to recognize that we live, work, and play on unceded territory that is not ours. Hello, and welcome back to Convos with QVIC. For our 13th episode, we're going to be talking about sexual awakenings with special guest CL Sarah from the Lansdowne neighborhood.
Hello, Sarah. How are you doing?
I'm good. How's it going, Joe?
Good. Thank you. Would you like to reintroduce yourself?
Yeah. My name is Sarah. My pronouns are she, her. I'm a leader, community leader here on Res, one of the QVIC leaders. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And what are we talking about today?
Sexual awakening. So as discussed last podcast, I am a queer woman. I guess technical terms, you would probably call me pansexual. I don't like that label, so I'm just queer. So I like everybody.
I'm honestly, what type of gay I am is a 10 out of 10 question at this point. I'm demisexual. I'm bisexual. I'm questioning whether I'm a woman or not. Well, that's a later problem. But generally attracted to anyone. People. Anyone that suits my fancy.
Yes. Yeah. So we're in the same boat. Yeah. So, I guess I just want to come in, for sexual awakenings and stuff, I got both ends of the spectrum of, men, women, non-binary people, mm-hmm. You know, so for me, I didn't realize that I was, into women until I was 16, 17, that age, my sexual awakenings were, Ruby Rose.
Oh my god, I love Ruby Rose.
Yeah, that was, the big era back then, and, Rosa from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yes. Oh, love her.
Before she even came out as bi on the TV show, I was like, you are.
So pretty.
I know. So pretty. So pretty. Stomp on me, basically. if you're a powerful woman, I am into that. But yeah, those amazing. Are kind of were mine. And then guys-wise, I feel maybe because when I was a little kid, I acknowledged more being straight. So the guys from the Jackass movies, which is
so
a hot
weird,
topic.
Out of respect.
Yeah, amongst my friends. The older brother on Hannah Montana.
Really?
Oh my god, yeah.
We have very similar taste in women and very different taste in men.
Yeah.
Did you find, for you, was it more celebrities or people you knew that was your, sexual awakening?
So, I grew up in a very small town. My pickings were slim, mm-hmm. and I had liked the same boy from kindergarten until I was 19, and we actually ended up dating, so I didn't really have that many crushes growing up, so most of them were celebrities.
That's really interesting. Okay, yeah. I think it might just be because I'm demi and I don't really feel sexual attraction to people unless I get to know them. My sexual awakenings were mostly people that I knew, mm-hmm. though I think once I already figured out that I was queer, then Ruby Rose, specifically on Orange is the New Black, goddamn, yeah. Hayley Kiyoko,
yeah,
specifically in Lemonade Mouth, and she did a feature on Wizards of Waverly Place, and I don't know why, this is before I knew I was queer, I just was obsessed with her and I just could not figure out why, but just that early 2000s punk punk girl haircut,
yeah
into it.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it was mostly people. I think the first girl, there was a girl in my elementary school that I was kind of oh, she's so pretty. I really like her, as a friend, And looking back, I'm And then the reason that I figured out that I was bi was because I was 15, 14 or 15. Mm-hmm. And I met this girl in my drama class. And yeah, I was they're now non-binary. They identified as a girl at the time. But yeah, we did end up dating for a couple months. It wasn't anything, but I don't know. I think that them for said experience. But yeah. On the guy spectrum, I don't know. I guess because I feel like I'm more romantically attracted to women and more sexually attracted to men. So I don't know if because there were so many men, like none really stand out for me, if that makes sense. That's Whereas fair. The few women that I am attracted to, I have memories of. And that also could just be because I grew up obviously in a Catholic school. Yeah. And so it was very like straight, like everyone was straight mostly. I'm trying to think if there were any men like celebrities that stood out. Like, I had guy crushes that I knew. Mm-hmm. We'll come back to that.
Yeah, I mean this is kind of my coming out, like figuring it out story, mm-hmm. which is through a sexual awakening.
Oh yeah.
There was this older girl in my high school, mm-hmm. gorgeous girl, and I had a dream about her, a spicy dream, and I woke up and I was like, I was dating a boy at the time, and I was like, I think I'd prefer to have sex with her over him, which is kind of funny, but
a combination of the queerness and also that one particular boy.
Yeah, straight up. So like for me it was like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. And like, I don't know, like I guess for me also because I had like a straight relationship at the time, it was pretty uh-huh. like shoved in the back of my brain, like repress this until you're out. Like out of the relationship.
Yeah,
which is interesting. And yeah, I don't know, like stuff like that is, you know. And then as I got older, like experienced more like sexual desires and mm-hmm. stuff, like I don't know, like more women came along in that era, mm-hmm. you know. At 19 was the first time I masturbated, which blows most people's minds.
It does, it really does.
And yeah, like women on women porn, I'm not a big porn person myself, but like when we were first learning how to do all that stuff, yeah, like that was my jam.
Mm-hmm. Growing up, did you know a lot of like other queer people?
Yeah. I have two aunts.
True.
I grew up very much like gay is okay and queer is fine, whatever mm-hmm. you want to be like. And like my small town, nobody really came out when I was in high school. There was one girl, or one boy now. They've transitioned. But they were 2 years younger than me, two or 3 years younger than me. So like, I never really had those interactions, and nobody in my grad class was out to my knowledge until university. And it's just like slowly snowballed from there. And yeah, I think it's honestly just like the small town repressive mentality. Growing up, like the news that there was a person who was gay who worked at the hardware store got around town, and it was like, wow. And I was like, they're gay, like whatever. But I just remember like I had like at least two conversations about that. And I think it was more just like kids my age being like, whoa, there's actually gay people in the world.
Yeah.
You know, small town vibe.
Yeah, no, I get that. I think the queer people in my high school came out grade 11, grade 12. Mm-hmm. That was a big thing. I am very lucky in that my Catholic school was very, very accepting of queer people. I think there were a few teachers that were kind of like, but they kept quiet. And the teachers that were like vocal and like being okay with us was really good. Like even we had, I think only one person that I knew of who transitioned, and he was a friend of mine, Alex. And yeah, everyone immediately used their pronouns, and even like the religion teacher and stuff. So that was like, I think that was really good. And mm-hmm. I think like I joke a lot about going to Catholic school, but in comparison, like my experience was like very good compared to many of the other people I know who also went to Catholic schools.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I think it was literally like my entire friend group was the queer people. And it was really interesting how like you gravitate towards one another and then you start slowly coming out, not realizing that the other people are gay. And like, I don't know, by like the end of grade 12, most of our friend group was queer, which was really interesting to watch. And I think that's a very similar experience to the vast majority of queer people, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah, I know. Same actually, like I came out in my first year of university and I was like hanging around with all my friends, and they're all out. They really were all out before university. There's like two straight people. In that
gotta
friend
have the
group.
Token straights in the friend
exactly.
group.
Exactly. And I just remember like I remember being like, wow, I can finally be myself. Because I had tried to come out in high school at the age of like I think I was like 17 or 18 to mm-hmm. one of my drama teacher, and she told me, no, like, you're in a straight relationship, like, you know, and then was like, well, if you're bi, then I don't even know what I am. And I was like, oh, you know, so like, I got,
that's more of a you problem than a me problem. Like,
like, the fact that your Catholic school was more accepting than my school's drama teacher says a lot. That's
actually kind of ridiculous.
Yeah. Like. So, you know, and I'm still not out at home because to me, like, it's a scary place, that little town, and it didn't make me feel like myself. Yeah. So I'm not going to be myself there.
Mm-hmm.
I think two people know, but.
Yeah. And also, it's not our jobs to come out to people.
No.
You know?
No, exactly. And like, you know, so I think that also like really impacted my sexual awakening and my abilities.
Yeah, you think?
As like a person. Oh, absolutely. You know? It's weird. Like, people talk about Catholic guilt, which
yeah.
I'm sure you're very familiar
100%,
with.
Yeah.
I feel like I have small town guilt when it comes to like sex and relationships and stuff like that. Like, this expectation that, like, you know, it's something to be ashamed of. I had a very interesting high school experience where like I was like bullied in elementary school and then severe, like, polar opposite in high school. Very much accepted by most people. Mm-hmm. Floated, did the thing. Like,
yeah.
And it's weird to talk about like pressure on that because, right, I was like, mm-hmm. I was like valedictorian and straight A student, had the boyfriend. Like, it was weirdly pressuring to keep my image like that. And I still mm-hmm. feel that pressure to this day. So like, I think part of it too is just like getting out of there and then like having way more sexual awakenings at the age of like 19 and 20 than I ever did when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. As people who are trying to support queer people, especially queer first years, how can we support them with their sexual awakenings? Is there anything we can do?
Encourage it. Mm-hmm. For me, I think like nobody really had the sex education talk that most people need.
Yeah.
And I think that we hold this really unique role where, you know, we're a couple years older than our lovely Kivik residents. And we probably have, some of them may have more experience than us, but like
yeah.
at the same time, like, we're able to like have those conversations and like, mm-hmm. please put questions in the, was it clitoris box?
The glitteris.
Yeah, the like glitteris. We love getting those.
Yeah.
So, side note, plugging the glitteris.
And also like ask, like, if you have a sex question, like a queer sex question, ask your like QVXCL.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, straight up, we're down.
Yeah, honestly, if one QVXCL tells you that they're not comfortable asking that question, I'm sure there is three more in that room who will.
Yeah.
I'm always one of them. So I think like we have this like unique thing, like I'm gonna plug an upcoming event. Mm-hmm. At the end of the month, there is sex toy bingo.
What's the date for that?
I think it's the 28th
okay.
of awesome. February. And yeah, so come out to sex toy bingo, win some sex toys, do some bingo.
Hell yes.
And yeah, like, ask us questions, get comfortable. Like, mm-hmm. I promise that I will, I don't know, for me in like a leadership role, it's important to have like transparency.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm here for.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Cool. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks for listening to Convos with QVIC. Make sure you come back to check out our next episode. If you have any suggestions for future episodes, please let anyone on the QVIC staff know, either in person for UVic residents at our events, which are run from 6 to 8 p.m. on Sundays in the RUG, or message us on our Facebook or Instagram pages. See you around campus.